the 10 virgins and the marriage in those days. The marriage was, bridegroom would come to the house of his father-in-law, the father of the bride, and he would come sometimes late at night, and then the bridesmaids would be there at the father's house of the bride and would do this kind of thing, go out to escort the groom to the bride's father's house. And so they would have their torches, their lights to escort him. But 10 virgins who are carrying their oil, we are the 10 virgins. Even us men are the 10 virgins. We have to imagine ourselves that way. The church is female. The church is female. Jesus is our groom. Jesus is going to marry the church in heaven, and we are the church. So we men have to think of ourselves in a sense female in that way, loving God, loving Jesus, kind of in a spousal way, you could say. So we are those virgins, innocent, trying to stay pure and holy for Jesus, and prepared, being prepared with the oil, having enough oil in our lamps, always being ready. So the oil is going to represent charity, love, faith, prayer, good works, and we need to have a flask full of those things, full of that oil, that wine, you could say, maybe, in another image, full of oil, not just half full, full, so we can go out into the night and keep our lamp lit all night long. But we want to be full of that oil of charity and prayer all the time, always ready for whatever would come, always ready at prayer, always praying, always doing God's work, will always being ready to do good things, as opposed to doing our own thing, being caught up in our own thing, caught up in our own entertainments, and I don't want to be distracted, I don't want to be disturbed, but be always ready to jump and do the right thing, jump and serve and do charity, be charitable, do God's will, and not be held back by our attachments to our entertainments or to the world. We want to always be ready. Like Our Lady, is, be it done unto me according to your word. Since she found out what God wanted her to do, she asked a question, you know, I'm a virgin. How am I going to bear the Son of God in my womb? How's that going to happen? By the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm ready. Immediately. Here she was thinking she was going to be, even before that, she thought she was going to be a virgin in the temple for the rest of her life, praying and hoping to serve the Mother of God, hoping to be a servant. She never thought she was going to get married. But when the priest told her she needed to get married, you're going to marry a son of David, she did it right away. Changed her whole life. She was not expecting to be married. And here she is expecting to be the servant of the Mother of God, hopefully praying for that. And here she becomes the Mother of God. Didn't think she was going to ever be a mother. And her whole life is upended. I got to be a mother, and I got to be the Mother of God. I'm ready. Be it done unto me according to your word. She's ready right away. We should always be ready to do good works. If somebody trips and falls, we're ready to jump and help pick them up. Something happens totally unexpected, we're ready to stop on the road and help somebody who's in a car accident or something. Where, you know, somebody's, you know, whatever. We're always ready to do good works. Always, in order to do that, we have to be immersed in God, immersed in prayer, immersed in being in a habit, being in a continual habit of doing God's will, doing what God wants us to do, doing the good thing, being full of charity, ready to jump and help without hesitation, second nature, immediate without hesitation, full of love, so that we can't even not act out of love for our neighbor and for God, full of prayer, so that God is always a tip of our tongue, tip of our mind. We're always turning to prayer. When Pope John Paul II was shot, the first thing he said was Mary. Mary was always, you know, that's what they said. He said her name immediately. So we're always turning to prayer, always turning to God in every circumstance of our life. And then we're ready. If we're ready all day long, we're going to be ready at our death. We're going to be ready, always ready. Always close to God, always close to Jesus, loving Him and Our Lady with all our hearts and soul, so that we're always ready to please them and to do what they want us to do. So this is the message: this vigilance, this readiness, to serve God in everything we do, wherever we go, whoever we meet, whatever happens. Whatever happens, whatever crises, we're always ready to do the right thing, serve God, and God will enable us. We've prayed, and He will give us the grace. He will give us the power and strength and energy and intelligence and whatever we need, because we've been ready. We were with God all the time, and He will help us through everything.